This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Environmental Protection Agency will ban all uses of trichloroethylene and most uses of perchloroethylene, two chemicals known to cause cancer and other serious illnesses. Health and environmental activists have been working toward such a ban for decades. Trichloroethylene, or TCE, is a solvent found in a variety of consumer and commercial goods, including cleaning and furniture care products, degreasers, brake cleaners, paints and coatings, and some refrigerants. Perchloroethylene, also called PCE or PERC, is used in many industrial settings and most notably in dry cleaning. The EPA will enact a 10-year phase-out for the use of those chemicals in dry cleaning facilities to eliminate health risks to workers. Safer alternatives for most uses of TCE and PCE already exist and are in use. Michael Friedhoff, Assistant Administrator for the Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention at the EPA, says, "It's simply unacceptable to continue to allow cancer-causing chemicals to be used for things like glue, dry cleaning, or stain removers when safer alternatives exist." A Bozeman company has received federal recognition for workplace and worker safety. The PRG Group in Bozeman is one of three Montana businesses currently instated into OSHA's Safety and Health Achievement Recognition Program. The PRG Group is the first construction company in the region to be accepted into the SHARP program. OSHA's Safety and Health Achievement Recognition Program, also known as SHARP, was initially developed by the federal government to recognize small national businesses that implement safety and health measurement systems that go above and beyond average systems. To qualify for the program, businesses must prove they excel in safety by maintaining a variety of metrics, including a low experience modification rate, low injury rates, and low lost time and days away rates. The companies that meet the requirements go through an evaluation of 53 criteria that must be met before a series of inspections from the Montana Department of Labor. Once the state approves a company's application, it is sent to OSHA's regional office for approval. The PRG Group in Bozeman is the first construction company in OSHA's Safety and Health Achievement Recognition Program in Montana. Now that snow has fallen, the city of Bozeman is running its snow plows and offers residents a service to track plows and find the plows' snow clearing schedules. The city also reminds residents of their responsibilities for the removal of snow. For city snowplows, Bozeman's yellow city snowplows hit the streets starting at 3 a.m. and begin by clearing emergency routes, major roads, and key connector streets. Once those routes are clear, city snowplows start clearing residential streets if there are at least 4 inches of snow to clear. Several entities clear snow in Bozeman. City snowplows are yellow and clear city streets. The State Montana Department of Transportation snowplows are orange and plows city streets that are also state highways. Those include North 19th Avenue, North 7th, and some sections of Main Street and Huffine Lane, among others. Streets encompassed within the borders of the Montana State University campus are cleared by MSU facilities. And streets with blue street signs are private streets. Those HOAs are responsible for clearing their own streets and driveways, usually with a private snowplowing company. City snowplow locations and street clearing schedules are online at bozemanstreetreport.com. After a snowfall for city residents whose homes border a city sidewalk, residents are responsible for snow removal from the sidewalk. Residents must shovel, snowblow, or arrange for a snow removal service. Snow must be cleared from city sidewalks within 24 hours of snowfall. People can request assistance or volunteer to help with sidewalk shoveling online at bozeman.net/snowangels. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.